Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Our future is missing. Hi, this is Christopher Froelich, host of Bookworm, and this is Our Future is Missing. Please be on the lookout for 2-year-old Von Tresa Bolden, female, African-American, about 2 feet 4 inches, about 20 pounds, brown eyes, black hair. She went missing from Champaign, Illinois, February 17th, 2011, at 10:43 p.m. She may be in the company of her mother, Rakim Moore. They may be in the Houston, Texas area. The mom, Rakim, is a biracial African-American Caucasian, and she may be using the last name Harris. This is a family abduction. If you know of Von Tresa's whereabouts or Rakim Moore's, please contact the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children hotline at 1-800-THE-LOST. That's 1-800-THE-LOST. And basically, in number terms, that's 1-800-5678. To see a picture of both Von Tresa or Rakim, please click on the link on Voice America homepage, Our Future is Missing, or go to our futureismissing.com. Thank you.
Places, everyone. Get ready for Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. This show will take you inside, on stage, and behind the productions in the world of theater. Now, here are your hosts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the program.
On Voice America Kids, I'm Skye.
And I'm Haley. So first, we're going to talk about episode 4 of The Glee Project.
And this show was on danceability.
Mm-hmm. So we've already mentioned the first 3 episodes. And what was the first one? It was individuality.
And then
theatricality.
Mm-hmm.
Then vulnerability.
Haley knows all these things. She's so smart.
And then number 4 is danceability. And the guest judge and the mentor was?
I don't know. This is yours. You say it.
Harry Shum Jr., which plays Mike Chang on Glee. And everybody knows that he is a huge dancer.
Yeah, he's like one of the best dancers on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And a fun fact about Glee is that I was watching some things on YouTube and it was like, Artie, they say that Artie's actually the best dancer in Glee, but he, like, doesn't dance except for that one dance number that he was, like, dreaming that he could walk again.
But yeah.
But he's apparently the best dancer they have.
Mm-hmm. So Artie and Mike and Brittany, I think, are the best dancers on Glee, but
uh-huh.
I'm hoping one of them will soon join the mentoring guest judging for the Glee Project.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. So in this episode, the homework assignment was to sing Hey Soul Sister, uh-huh. Train.
Yeah, and what they had to do was they just had to, like, do this dance. They had to work out a dance mm-hmm. by themselves. Like, they had no choreographer. They just had to figure it all out on their own. And then, like, decide they each had a little solo project. And that's what Harry, like, voted them on.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, pick who won the
mm-hmm. thing. And the winner of the homework assignment was Samuel. Mm-hmm. And
Samuel's the guy with the dreadlocks. Mm-hmm. We explained this last week.
Last time, yeah.
Yeah, so Samuel, dreadlocks.
Yeah. And he isn't one of our favorite characters, but
mm-hmm.
I guess he's kind of that love-hate person. It's like you love some qualities about him and some of the other ones you just think are all right, you know?
And some things he sort of hides and you don't really know about him too mm-hmm. much.
But this time he got his own soul, so this time he really got to shine. And I saw another side of him that... Mm-hmm. Now I'm kind of rooting for him a little bit more, but
yeah,
we still love Mateus.
And if they, yes, we do. Mateus is the midget. Midget Mateus. Okay, but then, so if the person that wins the homework assignment gets to be the, like, the lead on the music video that they mm-hmm. do.
And so for the music video, it was pretty awesome. This is absolutely the best one that they've ever this is the best music video ever, and it was totally amazing. It was.
You can't touch this. Oh, my goodness.
You can't touch this yes. by MC Hammer. So it's pretty awesome. And I don't know, Hannah, right? She's the one that wants to be a class clown.
She's funny.
She's really funny.
Yeah.
But she got to do the worm and everything, and she's actually a really good rapper. That's like her favorite style of singing.
This is last week. I also said that on YouTube, I really like the sneak peek of Can't Touch This. Mm-hmm. She's on that, and that's what I like.
She's just really good at rapping, and she calls herself MC Hannah. It's really funny.
Yeah.
But she's just really good. I kind of wanted her to win the assignment, but I still think Samuel needed that extra, like, push to be the star, you know?
Yeah, and...
because he's always been faded out, but this time he really got to just go up there.
Yeah, and Samuel, like, the winner gets a solo in the thing, and this solo was sort of, like, behind everybody else's, but they got to have a solo rap part.
Mm-hmm. And this, at first, we were kind of excited, oh, yay, Samuel finally get to turn, but then he was, he had to make an ad-libbing of the,
rap.
Yeah, he just he had to ad-lib, and he couldn't think of anything on the spot, so he just did something. He's like, boop-doop-doop, and then he said skadoosh. And then Hannah just drops her mouth, and she goes, that's what I always say. And
they just went over that she said that to him, that I always do that. So
Hannah just went over and, like, told everybody that that's her signature thing, and then Samuel stole it, and then all the producers thought that it was his, and they started praising him and saying, oh my gosh, you're my favorite because you made that up, and he stole it.
The vocal director was sort of just like, oh yeah, that's one of your own, that's like one of a kind, and he was like, and then they were like, good job, and then so he just walked out and he didn't say anything.
And Hannah was kind of upset, but that's one thing you gotta watch out for in show business, that you can never tell everybody your secrets and stuff, because it's eventually going to be taken, and you know, you might not get the credit for it.
Well, you're listening to Voice America Kids Network. This is Curtain Call. I'm Sky.
And I'm Haley.
And so one of the best dancers on the show, at least he thinks he is, I'm not sure, I haven't seen him too much, but his name is Alex Newell.
And Alex, he's more theatrically trained, and he's more into, like, ballet and all of that, tap and everything. He's not very good with rapping and stuff, but... He got so full of himself, and he said, oh, I can handle this. I am totally good at this. So the choreographer is like, okay, you can teach some of the people the dance. I don't care. I don't need to teach you anymore. Go ahead. You can do it yourself. Yeah. You say you know how to do it.
And so in the homework assignment, he came up, and you could totally tell that he wasn't trying. So he went into the room, and Samuel's like, oh, well, I know you have so much more competition, but I'm so glad that somebody like that, like Harry, would recognize me and say that I was a good dancer, even though I've had no training except for in my rock band. And Alex was sort of like, oh, well, I just sort of threw the competition because I don't really want to win. I want to give somebody else a chance.
And he was just didn't really have a very good attitude about the whole thing. And everybody, it was really funny because everybody had that little private conversation where they pull him into like a little green room or something. And they shoot them privately. They do a little video. And every single person in the group said, oh, yeah, Alex, he's just really snobby and full of himself. And then later on in the day, Alex is talking to Hannah and says, yeah, Samuel, he's just so full of himself. He just stole your idea. And it was funny just because he doesn't recognize how he's acting to everybody, and he's calling everybody else.
Yeah, and then they were, like, talking about everybody. And Mateus was talking about Alex, and he's like, oh, yeah, he's so full of himself. And a little later, Alex was talking about Mateus and saying the same thing.
So it's kind of, they used to be, like, best friends, and now the battle is finally starting to come, which it's fun to see some, like, action and fighting between them, because at the end of the show, you can't be best friends, and you really want to win, so they have to start.
Yeah, it's been sort of like a competition, but everybody was really good friends, and they were, like, trying to be nice to each other and give each other, like, tips and stuff on how to be better, but now it's, like, finally getting into competition mode.
So we figured out the bottom three, and kind of surprising, but I don't know. I think these people deserve to be in the bottom three, but they were Mateus, sadly.
McKinley, the country singer.
And Alex. And the reason why they put Mateus in there was because while they were shooting the music video, he got so freaked out that he had to move positions. They asked him to scoot 3 inches to the left, and he started freaking out, and you couldn't do the dance anymore.
Yeah.
And they said, if you want to be a star, you have to learn how to adjust.
Mm-hmm. And he was supposed to move out, like, move around during his, when he was practicing, but they said you sort of have to just stay in the same place because of the camera being the way it is and stuff. So he was, like, all, like, yeah,
he started having a breakdown.
Yeah.
And then Alex, because he was being all, like, he was being all smart, and he's like, oh, I'm just going to throw the competition this time because I want somebody else to have a chance. Well, no, that's not the point. You want to win.
And then during the thing, they were like, so do you think you're better than them? And he goes, well, no. And they're like, well, why would you throw the competition then? So.
And then he goes, that was a dumb move. And he said it in a really funny voice.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then McKinley, the reason why she was put in there is because they said she's not giving it her all. She's... She's, I mean, she's trying, but she's really not pushing it as much as the other people were.
Yeah, and the whole thing was, like, about being yourself and, like, throwing it out there and just, like, dancing and, and letting yourself go.
And then, like, don't worry about how, if you mess up on the dance moves, you have to worry about your appearance and stuff. And she was kind of just, like, focused on making it perfect and all.
Yeah, and don't think about, like, what you're doing, which is a good tip for, like, everyone that's in theater.
If you mess up, just keep going.
Yeah, and you could tell that that you're thinking about it. And when you're on stage, not even half the people, but, like, 99% of the people will be looking at your face. Unless they're, like, choreographers or people that do dance, then they'll look at your feet. But if you just want to smile or do the emotion you're supposed to be doing, then that totally, takes away the mess up almost completely.
But, they had to do their callbacks to see who got eliminated. Mateus did Down by Jay Sean.
And then Alex did I Will Always Love You.
And it was made famous by Whitney Houston, originally by Dolly Parton, though. And then McKinley, she did Last Name by Carrie Underwood. And we actually thought it was really good, but she kind of over-emoted it. I don't know. She kind of, I don't know. She put really weird emotion, like, faces into it, but she was eliminated for this episode.
Which I was not like really sad about, because she wasn't my favorite. I'm still rooting for Mateus.
Yeah.
But it's still sort of sad that she went, because it would have been cool to have a country singer on the show.
Well, let's take a break. I'm Haley.
And I'm Skye. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Stay connected. Sign up for our newsletter. That they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m. whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes, because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3. That's 6 p.m. Eastern is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
This is Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Sky.
And I'm Haley. This is Curtain Call. So if you guys would like to email us, you can go to our email at voiceamericakids@yahoo.com.
Uh-huh. And you can, do you just mention our names, Haley and Sky, and the show Curtain Call?
Mm-hmm.
And you can also email Connor, so you can put his name in there, mm-hmm. too, Haley's little brother. And he's definitely going to be back on the show. We don't know when yet, but he will mm-hmm. sometime.
Yeah, we're going to see Captain America soon. So if you guys want the info from a superhero expert, he'll be there.
Uh-huh. And I'm thinking about having my cousin, Shay, come in. She's mm-hmm. very, like, energetic and bam, yeah. she's...
So if you guys would like to email us, please, it's voiceamericakids@yahoo.com.
Uh-huh. And you can ask us any questions, tell us anything. We'd mm-hmm. be happy to hear from you guys.
Mm-hmm. So now... We are going to do something a little bit new. We are going to mention our top 20 YouTube videos.
Uh-huh. And we love YouTube videos. We are always on YouTube pretty much all the time.
If I could, I would just make it my homepage for my computer because I'm on it for, 80% of the day.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to list our top 20 and here, let's start with 20.
Okay, that's good. So our 20th one is, it's got to be Gummy Bear.
Mm-hmm. It's, the Gummy Bear song.
Yeah, the Gummy Bear song in English. There's mm-hmm. a bunch of different languages.
Yes, but I think the English one is 20. The reason why, it's not as funny as the other languages, but we'll get to that later. But mm-hmm. if you guys haven't seen it, it's just a complete video about a guy that's a gummy bear singing a song about his life, and he rides a skateboard, and he rides a mechanical bull.
Yeah, and he, dances around and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's really funny.
So, now number 19.
This is mine. I've been watching this for 3 years now. It's two Chinese boys, and the song they were singing is "Public Affair" mm-hmm. by Jessica Simpson, I think. Right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And they're just lip syncing to to songs, and it's just really funny because I think they should be actors. I think they need to be famous because they have really cool emotions, and they're just really funny. Yeah. They're hilarious. They need to have their own comedy show. Uh-huh.
Some parts are sort of corny, but it seems like they might only speak Chinese, which is what I thought. I'm not sure, but I think it would be really cool if they only spoke Chinese because that would make them really talented, just mouthing words that they didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really funny, and they all dress up as girls and stuff.
Yeah, they wear costumes. On. Yeah,
costumes.
And now number 18 is the Glee Project. You can't touch this. We just talked about that.
Yeah, and everything that we're saying, you could just type this in the YouTube thing. We mm-hmm. urge you so much to type these in because they're all either hilarious or really, really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So just type exactly what we say, the wording, and it'll normally be the first choice. If not, you can sort of tell by the picture that's next to it mm-hmm. in our description. So, mm-hmm.
and next one is the eBay song.
Uh-huh. And we love the eBay song.
Yes.
If you guys know what eBay is, it's just a website to sell everything. You probably do. Mm-hmm.
And then it's based off of, the music behind it is from I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. So it's it's really funny. And you guys need to listen to it. It's all these funny YouTube items. I mean, eBay items, and they're trying to sell them. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny.
Yeah, and it's it's how he's addicted to YouTube and how many things he gets, and there's different types of things that that you would never need, so mm-hmm. it's sort of funny.
And number 15 is Sweetie the Chick, and it's this little chicken that dances and sings, and it's really cute.
And there's some mean ones where he's in a microwave and stuff, so make sure you get the original because
the other ones are gross.
The other ones are really disgusting.
So watch the original one, but he's just singing, and he's all cute.
Yeah.
Number 14 is is the pizza song, and it's in sign language, and it's just we'll make a pizza with extra cheese, and it does all the sign language
and
movements.
It's sort of a little kid video, but Haley and I were just that weird that we enjoy all of these videos mm-hmm. so very much.
And now we know 20 more words in sign language because of this.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And extra cheese, you just wiggle your fingers and go down.
And we learned all these. And they put really weird stuff on the pizza, ice cream and apples.
And marshmallows.
And crackers.
Yeah. It's sort of funny, but sort of serious at the same time.
Yeah. And then number 13 is the duck song, number 2.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And maybe we could sing number 1 because I don't really know number 2. We could do a part of it.
Yeah. So,
have a little
the
concert.
Duck song, number 1, we rated as 12.
Uh-huh.
And it just goes like this. Sky, would you like to do the honors?
Right. So a duck walks up to a lemonade stand, and he says to the man running the stand, "Hey, dum bum bum, got any grapes? Huh? Got any grapes?" The man said, "No, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Would you like a glass?" The duck said, "I'll pass."
Then he waddled away, waddle waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle waddle waddle. Till the very next day, bum 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 bum.
Yep, and it goes on forever, and some people think it's absolutely annoying and nobody likes it, but we do. So that's all that matters.
So you're listening to Voice America Kids Network.
This is Curtain Call. I'm Sky.
And I am Haley. So we also have created a Facebook page for Curtain Call. So it's just Curtain Call is the name of it. First and last name, Curtain Call.
Yeah, we have our bios and the picture that you'd see when you clicked on our show.
Mm-hmm. So it has our logo, and you can like us, friend us, anything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to be like just posting some things on there and just putting a bunch of new news and what our shows are about and stuff like that. So
So we hope you enjoy and like us.
Yeah, and I'm friends with that too, so you can see my Facebook page. All right.
So the next one after the duck song is number 11 is the waffle song.
And the waffle song we have known forever.
Since we were little children.
Yes.
And YouTube came out. And the song is also pretty annoying, but we like it. And it's just like, do you like waffles?
Yeah, I like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, I like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, I like French toast.
Waffles, waffles, can't get a mouthful. Or something like that. And it's just really funny.
Yeah, we haven't seen that one in a while, but it's still one of our favorites. Big memory.
And then number 10.
And number 10 is the gummy bear French.
So it's the same gummy bear song that we told you about earlier, but it's in French, and I don't know the words. What are the French words in the beginning?
J'ai la bas gummy bear, j'ai la bas gummy bear, and then I don't know the rest.
But yeah, it's really French, funny. At least it's in French, English. And it's really funny.
Yeah, and it's the same thing, but just in French. So I like it a lot.
And the next one is number 9, and it's called For the Birds. It's a Pixar short, and it is like a Disney like short that they do before movies, and there's these birds on a telephone pole, and there's this huge giant bird's kind of like, if you guys have seen Up, it's like that giant bird thing that they're looking for named Steve.
For some reason, it sort of probably looks nothing like it, but it reminds me of a dodo bird.
Yeah, it kind of does, but it's just this big, huge, fat bird, and he sits on the right in the middle, and all the tiny birds start sinking in, and so they start pecking at the big bird to try to get him off. And what we don't realize is that the bird is, like, 1 inch away from the ground. So if he fell, he wouldn't get hurt. So they finally pick him off. He just lands right on the ground. And then all the other birds get flung up into the sky, and all their feathers come off.
Yeah. And so most of the videos that we're talking about are either going to be just, like, videos or parodies. But other words, if you guys really want to look up Glee songs, I have, like, that's what my iPod is loaded with. It's not on our top 20, but just, like, Glee songs. They're amazing, and there's a bunch of them. You can look up all sorts of ones. And if you want to, like, compare the Glee Touch, You Can't Touch This to the Glee Project, they have that, too. And Artie's the rapper. And, well, actually, I don't think they rap in that one, do they?
I don't know. It's all these videos you guys should watch. Also watch some Glee stuff. Just anything. And next, after For the Birds, is a parody. And it is by one of our favorite, well, actually, our favorite parody guy, Josh Komek. And number 8 is Baby Doll, and it's a parody of Justin Bieber's Baby.
Yeah, Baby Doll. Well, it's like, and it's just about a baby doll and how it's just a piece of plastic, but it creeps him out just like the ShamWow guy.
Yeah. And then number 7 is Party in the Local Park. It's another parody, and it's a parody of Party in the USA.
And by the way, guys, it's Haley's birthday, so you guys gotta say happy birthday to Haley, email us, write it on our Facebook page, please, because it's her birthday. Here, 1 second. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Haley, happy birthday to you. Yay!
And then next, after Party in the Local Park, it is Jalapeno.
And that is also a parody, so that's, and it's by Josh Josh Komek. I said it right and first time ever. Yeah,
pretty amazing.
And then, we're going to get back to the rest of them after the break. So let's take a break. I'm Sky.
And I'm Haley. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. You just love your pets. But sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
This is Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the program on Voice America Kids Network.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Sky.
This is Curtain Call. So now we are going to continue on our top 20 YouTube videos.
And now we are on the top 5.
So this is the big...
The big kabam.
Yes.
The big kahoodle. I don't know.
So
making
now,
up words now.
Number 5 is...
The Freak Dance.
Yes. And this is a song me and Sky grew up dancing to.
And it's like a crazy thing. It's not
it's
even
in like Japanese or something. It's like,
Well,
I don't know.
Like, there's no actual real words. And then at the end, my favorite part is this like hip hop dancing teddy bear.
Yeah. It's really weird. You guys need to watch it. Just type in Freak Dance in the search bar. And there's like a lot of turtles and ninja turtles.
Yeah.
And there's a breakdancing bear and birds and cats.
Yes, nice videos.
Yes.
And people that look like they're in hairspray, not hairspray, grease. I don't know why I got those two mixed up. It's just a good video.
Yeah, it's really funny, but it's a good dancing song, but it's like it's kind of crazy. You guys might not be able to comprehend it, but
yeah,
we can.
Yes, because we are super smart. No, not really.
So next is number 4, and this is another parody by Josh Komek, and it is the TikTok parody.
And this has been our favorite song. Well, not our favorite song, but one of our favorites for, like, a year.
Yeah.
And then at first we heard it, and we thought it was really annoying because all the boys in our class would not stop singing it, and it got really annoying. But then you sort of grow into it, and it's like, oh, this song is actually very amusing.
And if this is probably the most popular parody on all of YouTube as of 2011, I'm assuming because it has, like, over... 100 gazillion trillion views.
Yeah.
So this is like one of the top parodies, and most of you guys have probably already seen this, but it's a parody of Kesha's popular TikTok song. So,
well, maybe not, because I know a lot of people, like, we say really weird stuff in Fountain Hills at our school. Like, we say peace out, Girl Scout. And we went to camp, and I started saying that, and nobody understood me. And some people thought I was making fun of them. And I was like, no, I'm not. This is just what I say at school. And they're like, oh, well, that's weird, because we never say anything like that. So maybe you guys haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. But if you guys don't like the song, you know, it's okay. This is just us, and we're just weird. So
yes, we are odd children.
Mm-hmm. And next is probably really funny. We were debating to make this either 1, 2, or 3. We decided with making it 3.
Uh-huh.
But it is called David After the Dentist.
And you guys have probably seen this one, too, because it's hilarious.
There's a little boy, and he had to get, like, stitches on his gums or something from the dentist.
And they probably put, like, Novocaine in his mouth and stuff, and he was acting all loopy.
And he goes, is this real life? And then he goes, hey, I have 2 fingers. And then he goes, wait, I have 4 fingers.
His dad yells at him for trying to get up out of his chair in the car, and then he goes, "Aah!" And he screams really loud.
And he only has, like, he lost his 2 front teeth, so he only has, like, 1 front tooth, and he looks really weird. And it's just really funny.
Yeah.
And there's another part when he's like, how long is this going to have to last? Will it last forever?
Uh-huh.
And he's all complaining, and it's really funny.
Yeah. And then he's finally just... And then at the end, it just ends with, like, he's like, is this real life? He says it, like, a couple of times in the video. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah. And then he goes, Dad, hey, you have 3 eyes. And it's just, like, really funny.
And his dad goes, yeah, I know.
And that, I've never gotten that loopy from the dentist before, but this kid, maybe it's his first time getting the medicine, but.
Oh, David.
It was funny.
And number 2, I bet you guys have seen it. It is...
Charlie Bit My Finger.
And they talk in British accents.
So, yes. And it's really cute. Most of you guys have seen this. It's the boy, dang boy, and his little brother sitting on his lap. And his little brother bites his finger. He has a fit.
Charlie bit me.
He starts laughing. Goes, Charlie, that really hurt. And then he's like, ouch. Out, Charlie, out. And he goes, Charlie, that really, really hurt. And it's just funny.
Yeah, it was really funny. And then he, like, almost starts crying. He goes, oh, and he starts crying right after he laughs. It's and funny, I thought that though. Was really funny.
Yeah.
Well, you're listening to Voice America Kids Network. This is Curtain Call. I'm Sky.
And I'm Haley. So, back to our YouTube videos. Number 1, the most funny, hilarious video that we've ever seen, at least.
Uh-huh. It's called The Channing Show.
The Channing Show. Amazing.
Yes, and there's this little girl. She's sitting down on her bed in her bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, welcome to The Channing Show.
And she's like, we're going to have a stuffed animal dog show to see who has the best pet stuffed animal dog. Uh-huh. And then she has a stuffed animal dog on a leash, and she walks over. She's sitting in front of her closet. She goes, okay, so you're going to start here, and you're going to... And then she gets cut off, and the closet door falls on her. And then it's like, okay, so you're going to... Ah! And then she just starts screaming.
Yeah, and then she gets up with this terrified look on her face and pauses the camera, and it's really, really hilarious.
And it kind of sounds, like, mean. I mean, it is sad because she gets hit by the closet door. She doesn't get injured too bad because she climbs right up.
Yeah.
And she turns the camera off, so we know she's not hurt that bad. It was probably just more of a shocker, but it's really hilarious.
Uh-huh.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
So that is our top 20 YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to repeat it again.
And type in exactly what we're saying, and it'll definitely come up.
Mm-hmm. So number 20 was Gummy Bear Song.
In English. And 19 was 2 Chinese Boys, Public Affair.
Number 18 is The Glee Project, You Can't Touch This.
Number 17 is Glee, Singing in the Rain, and mixed
slash
with Umbrella.
Yeah. I don't think we mentioned that one earlier, but...
No, I don't think so.
It's a Glee song. It's really good.
Yeah, so you can type that in too. That song. Sorry.
Number 16 is the eBay song.
Mm-hmm. And number 15 is Sweetie the Chick.
Number 14 is Pizza Song in Sign Language.
And 13 is the Duck Song 2.
12 is the Duck Song.
And 11 is the Waffle Song.
10 is the Gummy Bear Song in French.
9 is For the Birds, Pixar Short.
Number 8 is Baby Doll parody.
Number 7 is Party in the Local Park parody.
Number 6 is Jalapeno parody.
Number 5 is Freak Dance.
Number 4 is TikTok parody.
Number 3 is David After the Dentist.
Oh, David. Number 2 is Charlie Bit My Finger.
And number 1 is The Channing Show.
Yeah, so if you guys would like to search these.
Yeah, and I'm serious. Josh Komek is really amazing. So if you just want to type in Josh Komek in YouTube, all of his videos will come up.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, all the popular songs. I'm pretty sure they have, like, Low and Down and stuff like that.
He has all these songs that he's done. And everybody, I just want to make this clear. Me and Sky, we know that there's a popular web host out there on YouTube named Fred. And Sky don't care for Fred. We do not really like Fred very much, so if you would like something a little bit more exciting than Fred, if you're getting bored of his little annoying voice, go watch Josh, because Josh is all the fun and craziness as Fred, but there's no annoying voice, and
yes,
he has all of his friends come, and they make really weird videos.
Uh-huh.
It's fun.
It's a pretty good videos.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And now we're going to talk about the best videos that we think that we have on our personal phones or iPods.
Mm-hmm. And for me, the best video that I have on my phone is called Magic Show, and me and Sky made this in fourth or fifth grade, and Sky is Sky Houdini, yeah. And I'm holding the camera, but I'm like her little assistant, like talking person.
Hello, I am Sky Houdini, and I do this little hand thing.
Yeah, and we did a magic trick, and it's really obvious to tell what we did. We're not going to spoil the secret in case you don't understand what we did. But we made a carton of orange juice disappear.
And it's nothing to do with anything. Like, there's nothing in the blanket, or we don't push it down, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
And then, well, first of all, I thought I was going to be Sky's assistant, but she really just picked up a piece of fake fruit. Like, she just, like, went over to, we were at her grandma's house, she just went over to, like, the little decoration on the counter, and she's like, this is my assistant. It's a, what did you have? It was, like, some sort of pepper.
Yeah. Yeah, yep, so that was my assistant. The pepper is such a better friend than Haley. Really?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
I just got to pull out the grapes this time, you know.
Yeah.
Need a better friend than you.
No, we're just joking, by the way.
And then here's the best video on Sky's iTouch.
And this is of Haley.
Don't shame me.
Sorry. We were at the Air Force Museum with our school, and we were allowed to bring our iPods and our phones to take videos. And so we were sitting in the plane. I think it was like a G-16 or something. I don't know. But yeah, it's a plane, a warplane. And it was like one of the 20 in existence that were like in perfect shape. And she goes, one second, I got it. She's playing with the gun that was facing
out the window. We were making a fake video, and I was pretending to talk on the phone and pretending to shoot people. Like,
yeah. And then so she was like, one second, I got to reload my bullets. And then so she shoots the gun, and you could totally see this thing on the top of the gun fly off the gun and like totally break it.
It didn't break, it just fell off. I think it was like a bullet or a little cap.
But it was like, oh my goodness.
We didn't notice this until afterwards, but
yeah,
I will be posting these on my YouTube channel.
Uh-huh. And we'll give you all the information for the YouTube channel whenever we get it, because, well, she has it already, but it's just the sound isn't working. So
yes, but my YouTube channel is HKKitty123. And there is no videos currently because I have to get the sound working. But once I do, both of those videos and more will be provided.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a break. I'm Sky.
And I'm Haley. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN. The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun. Times two. Take Two. We'll go back, way back, to the favorite TV shows of our childhood. Your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
This is Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Haley.
And I'm Sky. This is Curtain Call.
So now we are going to talk about a really amazing movie called Monte Carlo.
And we saw this yesterday, so it was really, really good. It was one of my favorite movies ever. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really awesome.
Yes, and it was starring Selena Gomez as Grace, Leighton Meester as Meg, Katie Cassidy as Emily, Andy McDowell as the mom, and Corey Monteith as Owen.
And Corey Monteith is actually Finn on Glee.
Mm-hmm. So we were really excited to see that he was in this. Mm. And, but yeah, it was a really fun show. But me and Sky did notice one thing. It was almost exactly like the Lizzie McGuire movie on Disney.
Yeah.
It had the same idea, but it was still really unique and fun, so.
Yeah, like, there was a girl that looked exactly like a famous girl, but in this case, it was an heiress.
Mm-hmm.
And she went and she pretended to be the person without that person knowing it all.
Mm-hmm.
And she got all this free stuff and did all these things.
Mm-hmm. And then at the end, they found out, but, you know, they're similar movies, but they still have all their unique things, but they're both good.
And we really like Selena Gomez as an actress, so, yeah, we think she's really good.
Yes. So, in the beginning of this movie, it was at, they were working at their little coffee shop or their breakfast place, whatever they worked, and it was Emily and Grace worked there.
Grace is Selena Gomez, just to remind you guys, but she was trying to make a fund to go to Paris, which is pretty much what the whole entire movie's about, and so she had a little bin thing, and it said, Grace's fund for Paris.
Mm-hmm. And so she went to go get orders, and it was all these, like, mean people from her school. And they're like, and she was trying to start up a conversation because their graduation was the next day, and they're like, can we just get her food? And they were all upset.
Yeah.
But they went to the graduation, and she graduated, and she was just about to go to Paris, but then she figured out that her stepsister Meg had to go with her.
And she does not like her stepsister Meg.
Mm-hmm.
And during her graduation, then there was like during her graduation, there was a big speech and everything was happening. And then her sister was late. So she walks in, she opens the door and it makes a huge noise. The whole entire thing stops totally. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like just staring at her. And so it was really embarrassing for Grace.
Mm-hmm. But so they come back to the house and she figures that Meg has to go with her to Paris. Mm-hmm. And so they're going there. They're on the plane and everything. It's kind of not a very good plane. But they get in to Paris, and they found out that they picked the worst tour in all of Paris.
Uh-huh. And the tour was supposed to take 20 minutes.
Like, each day. And they had to go to, like, 20 places in 20 minutes. And so it was like,
mm-hmm.
they went to one place, and everybody, normally when tour guides are walking, they're holding a little flag and guiding the people along. They're all walking at a nice pace, and they get to spend, like, half an hour at each location. No, they got mm-hmm. to spend 1 minute, just got to run through really quick. Yeah. Nobody got to take pictures.
And they were like, well, there's the Colosseum or whatever it was. I don't know.
He goes,
and then,
oh, there was the Colosseum, and then
we'll
just drive by it later. Don't worry.
Uh-huh. It was like, I don't know how many days it was, but it was the worst tour ever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But then later on, it was showing how like, they were eating dinner. They brought out the main course. They held it there for 10 seconds. They took it out. They brought the next thing. 10 seconds. They took it away. Nobody even got to get one bite.
Yeah, and they didn't even bring them forks or anything. So, no, like, literally no one got to take a bite
mm-hmm.
unless they ate with their fingers.
Yes, but it was really funny, and they had a really bad tour. Then they got to their hotel.
Mm-hmm. And their hotel was the worst hotel there ever was.
Mm-hmm. And the beds were all terrible. She sat in it and, mm-hmm. like, folded up and crushed her.
Yeah, and then there was two beds totally filling up the whole entire room. There's no extra room to walk.
And this is a thing that my mom told me. I never knew this, but apparently in Europe, you're not supposed to use your own plugs to plug into the wall because they need some sort of other thing to transfer it through. So if you guys don't live in Europe, don't bring your own plugs. You're going to have to find a substitution because when they put the plug in, everything blew up.
So, buy European plugs when you go to Europe.
Yep. That's the rule. But anyways, so they really were angry about the hotel and everything. Yeah.
And then they were thinking that, oh, it's not too bad. We might have a nice view. So they opened up the window, and there was this big hairy guy in this bathtub, and it was really gross.
Yeah. So it was the next day of the tour. They were at this monument, and they happened to stop by this guy, Meg. Meg has always been a really tight person. She never had, like, any feelings or anything. Like, she's really, I don't know, unhappy.
Yeah.
She runs into this guy named Riley, and then she thought she'd never see him again. But then they came back again, and she ran into him a second time. So it was a really big coincidence.
Yeah. So you're listening to Voice America Kids Network. This is Curtain Call. I'm Sky.
And I'm Haley. So anyways, Meg thought she'd never see Riley again, but of course she saw him again the next day. And they got so caught up talking to him that they missed their tour bus, so they were, like, left there by themselves.
Mm.
And so it was raining. They're trying to find a place to get some cover, and they ran into this big fancy hotel because that was the nearest by place, and everybody started taking pictures of Grace, and it was really, she was really confused. But she ran into a bathroom. She was going to the bathroom, and then Emily and Meg were standing by the mirror.
Uh-huh.
And this other lady comes in. And what was her name again? Her name was...
Cornelia.
Cordelia,
sorry. Mm-hmm.
And she is, like, the biggest fancy heiress in all of Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And so... But they were looking at her, and they kind of, like... Their eyes just, like, opened up really wide. And then she's like, what are you staring at?
And she was like... She's really stuck up and snooty, and she was like, oh, well, I have to go and meet all these poor people and stuff like that. And she was being really mean about it.
And then right after Cordelia left, Grace came back out of the bathroom and they're like, you look just like her.
Uh-huh.
So,
and she's like, I couldn't look that much like her. So she was sort of like, she didn't meet her yet until a little while later.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, they kind of stole her hotel room because she wasn't there at the time. And they like slept there. Then when they were leaving, they got this package and it was tickets to go to Monte Carlo. Uh-huh. Plane tickets.
Yeah, and Cordelia was really mad because she couldn't go and the package wasn't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So then Selena Gomez, Grace, she went with her two friends.
Emily and Meg.
Yeah, to Monte Carlo. And they were all feeling terrible about it, but they did it anyway. So,
And they figured out that, like, people like her, but she's really, really big heiress. Mm-hmm. And so, like, they were reading this magazine and then, like, they're like, what did Cordelia do? And she goes, what didn't she do?
Yeah, and they took her private jet and everything, so she's like a really rich heiress.
Mm-hmm. And so later on, as they were, they finally landed in Monte Carlo, mm-hmm. and they got the most amazing suite that there ever was. It was a huge, giant, grand suite.
Uh-huh, and it had, like, everything. There was, like, three or four rooms in there, and it was a really, really amazing suite. So they were just, like, and then they could go anywhere they want, pretty much. And so they, the Cordelia was, like, this big person, and they threw this huge ball.
Mm-hmm. And so this guy named Teo, I believe, is, like, sponsoring the ball for this children's help organization, and Cordelia's supposed to be there, but it's actually Grace instead.
Uh-huh. So, but everyone thought it was
Cordelia. And so, like, they steal all of her dresses and her jewelry, and they get this really beautiful piece of jewelry. It's a necklace, and they were going to sell it to the auction for the children, but they didn't know that at the time. She was just wearing it for an accessory.
And so, during this movie, Grace and Meg and, what was her name?
Emily.
They all found, like, the people that they thought were their, like, dream guys.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Corey Monteith is Owen, and which was the love interest for Emily, but then they kind of, like, broke up, but then...
Yeah, Owen asked her to marry her, and she asked him where the ring was. He didn't have the ring. He was just saying it because he didn't want her to leave. So he's like, do you want to leave or do you want to marry me? And then so she was like, well, I've never been out of Texas, so I'm going to leave.
So, they were kind of having, like, a rough time. But during this whole process, Owen was trying to go find her in Paris. So he took, I don't know what he took to get there. He took, like, a train or something.
A
like
plane?
Plane.
You had to fly overseas to get to Europe.
Okay, so he took that there. He got there. And he didn't see her anywhere. Mm-hmm. He asked the hotel manager at her old hotel. And he's like, oh, yeah, she went to Monte Carlo. So he was like, oh, my gosh.
Actually, he had no idea because... He just saw the friend of her. So I guess he would have. Never mind.
So then Owen was trying to get on his way to Monte Carlo. And so the girls are having a fun time at the ball where they meet Cordelia's aunt. And she's, like, really mean. She doesn't believe it's Cordelia. Then they go through a whole bunch of things. Like, they have to play polo.
Yeah, and she's awful at it, which she was, like, really famous for doing that.
And so the aunt finds out that it's not Cordelia, but she's like, you can't tell anyone because I don't want people to know I have a bad aunt. I mean, bad...
And then,
Niece.
Yeah. And so then everybody goes back to their hotel room, and they get all dressed up because they all have dates with the people that they met. And then so Emily does not really like her date. They all speak French. She couldn't understand anything. She, like, acted like she was a waitress, and she helped out and everything.
And then what happened was Meg, she took the necklace because Emily took the necklace from Grace. Really confusing, but Meg didn't want it to get ruined. So she put it in Riley's backpack because they were riding on, like, motorcycles and stuff. So then they all came back to the hotel, and they found that Cordelia was about to walk in, so they had to clean everything up, and they had to hide on the balcony.
Yeah, and then Meg noticed that she did not have the necklace, which was the prized possession, because at the end of the movie, they were going to have an auction to sell this necklace and raise money to build schools for children.
And so they were looking for Riley. He had already left because he, like, travels the world. But then he wanted to give the necklace back, so he came to the hotel. Then finally, Owen got to the hotel, and just all these people were appearing there that were trying to find each other. It was a big chase. They were running all around the hotel like crazy. And finally, they all, like, met each other, and they're like, okay, sorry, we have to go to this auction. And Cordelia had to be tied up and thrown in a closet because she couldn't know that all these people were in her room. And then Grace went to the auction, and she had to finally tell the truth because she's like... I have to tell the truth. I can't keep living a lie. And then surprisingly, the aunt that was kind of angry at Grace for stealing the identity. Yeah.
She bought the necklace for 6 million euros? Yes.
And because she finally realized it's not about the fame. It's about helping the children and stuff. So.
And then all the police were there. And they were Cordelia was like, isn't this a crime? And they're like, no one's hurt. The necklace is there. And so then that was sort of like a happy ending type of thing. And then so later on, So Grace went and she was volunteering at this school.
And she was helping with the school while Emily and Owen got married and Meg and Riley traveled the world together.
And so Grace was dating this guy, Theo.
Teo.
It's spelled Theo.
And then Teo ended up getting mad at her, and they never saw each other again. Except just coincidentally, like this happens all throughout the movie, all these coincidences happen. Teo happened to be at the school because his dad was also working on it. So they met up again and then they fell in love and happy ending.
Yeah, and Emily and Owen got this big, huge, nice house and everything was all happy and good.
But yeah, everybody ended up falling in love with the person that they were meant to, and they were all back at the homes or wherever they were supposed to be. So
so we really urge you to see this movie because this was one of the best movies ever. It was really, really good. I loved it a lot. I liked it.
Yes.
So that's going to do it. Thanks for joining us.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Sky.
Listen to the show weekly on voiceamericakids.com.
Or you can please contact us at voiceamericakids@yahoo.com and mention our names, Haley and Sky, and possibly Connor, and the show, Curtain Call.
So thank you for listening, everybody.
Okay, bye.
And scene. Thanks for tuning in to Curtain Call. Please join your hosts for another show next week on the Voice America Kids channel. Until then, break a leg.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.